Oh my God, it's the end. It's it's the finale of So You Think You Can Dance, 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 Dance. This is Joy.
I'm Crystal.
We are recapping, obviously, the finale of So You Think You Can Dance. Can we start off by saying, I don't know if you ever played The Sims as a kid, but these little diamondy thingies reminded me of The Sims. Whenever it was your character, they had a little diamond on top that was like, it was green. And it was like, this is your character.
What was the
around.
Point of Sims?
Your fake life.
Oh.
I always played Sims.
I never
Sims.
Got into those type of games.
I always played The Sims because I was like, ooh, I can build my own house and design my own things and blah, blah, blah. And like my own person. And then I can go do cool stuff. My cousin Becky had The Sims. It was called The Herbs. So it was like urban and youthful and cool, whatever.
The Herbs?
Yes.
That's cool.
And it had the black eyed peas in it. And it was amazing.
What?
Yeah, like there were characters in it. And you got to go to like different places that were like, it was like, I guess like a New York, and it had like different boroughs.
So
where,
the ghetto, you have to go to the ghetto.
It had like Brooklyn and like Queens and like Harlem and whatever. But like
where all the hipsters in, go.
Yeah, actually, I was staying right next to Williamsburg. We were staying in.
Did you start wearing flannel?
Bed-Stuy. No, I already wear flannel, but I didn't take any with me because it was too fancy for that. Anyways, totally misdirected. But this opening number. The cheesiest shit I ever did really see.
Was. It was very like, and one, and one, and two. It was very, yeah.
And this is a step. And this is a pose. And here is Macy's. Woo, everybody wear Macy's. Which, whatever. I mean, we got some of the eliminated contestants dancing. So that's fine. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It was nothing special. No, but
I feel like because it was sponsored by Macy's, it was something special. It felt very Macy's.
Oh, yeah. I felt like a commercial for Macy's.
They used to do these Macy's things on Dancing with Stars all the time, and they were very similar. Very, very corny. Well, Dancing with Stars is corny anyway.
It's all the corn, all the cheese.
It's the corniest
cheese. It's a lote in a cup, really. minus the salsa.
It's the cheesiest corn and the corniest cheese. And there's like balls.
Look at the balloons.
For some reason.
The balls.
There's like clear balls. Flying everywhere.
And ribbon.
And confetti. Literally doing the most.
Jensen being perfect in the front row. Evan, oh God, thank God for Evan coming back and just performing.
That was weird. Anyways, moving on.
I watched it and I was just like, the whole time. I was like, what? I was just partially laughing, partially like, wow, this is embarrassing.
So Kat's on thoughts, final night dress.
cute. I feel like she's outdone herself though. I feel like she did really, really well in the weeks leading up to this. So that this one I'm like, it's cute, but I've seen her done cuter.
Mm-hmm.
So. So it's cute. I mean, I still want to own it, but
yeah, well, yeah, looks very comfortable.
Yeah,
I think it's my favorite thing about hers. What she wears looks so classy and beautiful, but it looks very comfortable at the same time.
It looks practical.
I appreciate that.
Minus her heels. Her heels look completely impractical. Yeah. But her outfits be so great.
So first of all, sorry. We should probably say that. Sorry, this is late. By the way,
yeah, we have lives.
Stuff happened. Joy had gone to New York and was living her life, and you know, I had dental surgery.
Oh yeah, so, Crystal couldn't talk.
So it's just a lot going on. So sorry, this is late, but
you know, we're here.
Whatever, we're here.
And I was waiting last week. I was like, wait, when is it when they like redo a dance from earlier in the season? And it's this week.
Yeah, because
the finale
is basically like recap night. And because it's not as if the dancers aren't tired already. Add some more things for them to do.
Yeah, let's have them do 7 numbers in 2 hours.
Yeah, no problem.
Live performance.
So the judges each pick a number that they liked and they want to see again.
Mm-hmm.
And because the dancers have to move for their supper, you know, dance for their supper, they're gonna do it. So Vanessa picked. Oh my God, I can't talk. I'm sorry.
Vanessa picked the Tahitian dance
with Jensen and
JJ. Oh my God. Again, we get to see this beautiful thing happening on our screens. Flawless.
Yeah.
It was just as good as it was the first time. It definitely showed us why the fuck did JJ get eliminated.
You know what? Actually, just watching this episode all the way through, it made me even more mad that JJ and Darius weren't in the final.
Yeah.
Because
it should have been them.
Most of the dances that are danced tonight are by one of them.
Either one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. So this one was picked by Vanessa and it had JJ in it. And I like, I actually did listen to the judges' comments a little bit. So Vanessa was saying the reason why she picked it is because it showed both of their strength, mm-hmm. that they are both very physically strong. They are both probably as strong as each other.
Yeah.
And I like that she saw that, and I like that she hit that and was like, this is why I picked this. Not just because it's fun, but it shows their greatest strength. And yeah, it did. And I mean, I think most of their dances did. I mean, whenever they got paired up with a choreographer, the choreographer did a great job of like enhancing their strengths, their literal strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one, who picked this one? Was it
Mary? I think it was Genesee herself.
That was Genesee favorite picked one. Her favorite one. Okay, and it was with her and Lex, obviously.
I think
Lex
it was her best number, actually.
Yeah. I think as far as like execution and character and performance, it's the one that she finally was like, oh, hey, I've got to like try.
I am here. Plus, I feel like this
is me. You can't fake contemporary.
I sprayed some of your perfume that you had in your bag, and I feel like I smell like you. I feel like you're on me right now.
Oh? Are you wearing my shirt?
No, your perfume.
I know. It's actually a Hilary Duff perfume.
Does she still sell that?
I don't know. I got it for Christmas like years ago, and I've been sparingly using it because...
So you shouldn't have sprayed myself?
Oh, no, it's fine. Now you smell like Hilary Duff.
What are you going to do when you...
Run out? Find it somewhere else. No, because Ross usually has like the cheap perfumes. So it's probably on sale now at Ross.
Hey, Hilary, I know you're listening. Can you please put your perfume...
The With Love
back
perfume?
Back into the stores.
Because back into production, please.
In production, yes, because Joy really wants
to. Or at least like just like 10 bottles so I can keep them for the rest of my life.
Or just send it to Joy. Just no one else but Joy.
Shout out Hilary Duff.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you.
So Mary picks, she yells her pick.
God, that was so fucking annoying.
And it's that one.
Also, because it was not that exciting. It was not that serious, Mary.
Cole
like,
and Hanalei
from week one. They're cha-cha? Salsa?
This also made me realize how short the season was, because I feel like we just saw this.
Yes. The thing of it is, though, I'm glad that we re-saw this, because Hanalei, like last week and this week, girl, she was on it. She's grown 100% going out. Like her hips move a lot better. Her steps were a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. She wasn't I felt like she was kind of lagging on her steps behind Cole.
Yeah, and it was the first show, so she's probably really nervous and stuff.
But I mean, this one definitely showed like she's grown. She's done better.
Agreed.
And you know, we're here now, and there's a reason why she's in the top four. And I think
initially if I wanted her in my top four. I don't know, because I feel like she was one of those that fell under the radar for me
in the middle. Yeah.
And then she just came out, came out of nowhere and just, you know, surprised
did
all.
Really great. Yeah, because she has amazing abilities.
Yeah,
it was just a matter of putting her with the right partner and the right choreographer. She just needed the right support system.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. I think part of it too was kind of like Genesee. Like they're both like, Hanalei is obviously like a super bubbly person. Mm-hmm. So I think her doing dances that were not in her like wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Really helped push her.
Agree.
So I think that's really good. Anyways.
So Slavik picked his first number with Genesee. And rewatching this, because when I first saw it, I was like, yes, I love this chemistry. I love them. I'm in. But then when I read this on Twitter, people were like, this is the worst hip hop ever. It was so stupid. Why are people standing up for it? Blah, blah, blah. Like getting like standing ovation and rewatching it. I'm like, I understand
where they're coming from. You know what I think it was? I think we touched on it before. It's not innovative hip hop. It's like.
It doesn't have to be. No. But again, we keep repeating everything, how we feel about Genesee as a dancer and Slavik as a dancer and them as a couple. It's literally all the same conversation. He's dynamic. She's not. She feels she has to carry him, so she dumps her stuff down. And they just don't.
Although
they're not a good match, if you think about it.
They're really not. Like, personally, maybe outside of dance, yes. But in dance, no. Yeah. I think he needs somebody who's a little bit more freestyle in their dance, and she needs someone that's more structured, because them coming from that, opposites don't attract in dance, and that did not work for them.
No.
I will give her props though for this episode, finally putting effort in her hip hop. Like, I finally saw, like, yeah. Ooh, there was a bend of the knee. Ooh, there was a drop of the booty.
She bent, like, the knee.
She bent the knee. Ooh, we got to talk about that news, too. So,
wait, what news?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, sorry.
So I feel like she finally put forth effort to, maybe not the best of her ability, but definitely she's giving, if out of 100, most of the time she was giving 20, she's finally giving like 80-90% now.
I mean, I guess it's the final show, so whatever.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of late for her to be putting that much effort into it. So
Nigel really wanted Evan to dance with the tap dancer, and I get what he's saying, but I just feel like everything is, this is a jab at Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
That was so sad.
So he got what he wanted. He put Evan, he and did Lex. A tap number with Lex, which I completely forgot Lex could tap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
He's trained in tap. I was going through his Instagram, and he was like, well, I had to go back and learn tap because if I wanted to know dance, I had to know the beginnings of dance. So he went back and did his research.
So watching this number was excellent.
Oh my God.
And it's,
yes.
Also, first of all, we love Evan. He's adorable. Those suits are bomb, yes! By the way. And
these boys look so good.
This is, seeing Lex dance now is like, brings so much joy to my heart, mm-hmm. because he is so happy, mm-hmm. and so full and so bubbly. I don't, maybe he just needed,
he finally came out of his shell. I
yeah.
think he just needed that push. And I think this show, when he, on his season, I think that was that push for him to be,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
I am very talented. I can do this. Yeah. I can be diverse in my music style.
He was very, he seems so much more confident now.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful thing to see.
Yes.
And this number in particular, it's so evident.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, makes me so happy.
It was beautiful. They did so good. And like, even watching it on mute, like, they look great together. They look so good together.
Those suits are so beautiful.
And for having to learn this in a week, Jesus Christ. They did great. They are consummate professionals. Like, it's amazing. I want to see them two on tour.
I know,
but I mean, that'd be fun if they just did like a tap tour.
A tap. I'd watch that.
I would watch that too.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
But yeah, so I loved this, but I kept thinking, like, are you happy now, Nigel? It's what you wanted. You eliminated Chelsea because you're an asshole. And anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter now. Yeah. So yeah, this was great. We loved it, and we vote.
Yes,
I vote yes on Lex and FN.
Yes. Oh, those spins! Ugh.
Ugh! Look at that ending,
boys.
Sorry, sorry,
yes.
People in your headphones. I heard you. So yeah. Also, I forget how tall he is. He's taller than Kat.
Evan is
he has
so
heels
tall.
On.
I know. I love Evan.
Well, Evan, Lex is pretty tall too. I don't know if they're tall, but when we met him last year, everyone's taller than me, so I just assumed, like, ooh, you're tall, you know, like, was he tall when you hugged him, when you took a picture of them? Do you remember?
He was, I think he was a little bit taller than me, okay. So yeah, that would make
See,
him tall.
They're all tall to me, so I don't know.
Everybody looks tall to you.
Because they are taller than me.
Yes, I know, yes. But everyone looks really tall.
They are.
I know. Who was Kanye was like your height.
I aspire to be a small Asian.
A small Asian or a black woman? Those
Both.
Are the two things.
Okay, so Jensen talks. She picks the hip hop.
The cooking.
The cooking one, which I loved.
I fucking love this.
Hip hop and cooking, get out.
Also, I love that she picked. You know, she picked this, the one that she was with her partner, because she said that they worked together so well. They loved each other so much, and like they, you know, they really respect each other as dancers.
Also, like,
I think it was even better the second time around.
Oh yeah, because they're not competing at this point.
So they're just having fun, and it's like less stress.
Also, I feel like Luther Brown pretty much won the finale because like they danced all his numbers basically.
Yeah, they did. Although, okay, one of them I do disagree with, and we'll get there in a second. But I do think this was one of her best numbers, because
was
it was
best number. That's a great question.
I think in the way that like it is so the opposite of what her style is, and yet she still excelled.
Yeah.
She was able to mold herself into this style and still be herself in it.
What was your favorite number?
Of each of the dancers left?
No, like, yeah, like, of the whole season, what was your favorite number?
I really liked their,
Not of them, just of anybody.
Of anybody?
The whole season.
I'm sorry, I'm a dinosaur.
When Anna asked me, because Anna and I watched this, mm-hmm. when it aired, and I couldn't think of one. Like, I felt like The Travis Wall one was an easy answer, but I don't, it was beautiful, but I don't know what my favorite was. I can't think about it. I don't know.
I don't know. I really,
I don't either. See, I couldn't think of one. It was too hard.
There were so many good ones.
I liked the cookie one, but I'm like, am I saying that because I just saw it? Like, I don't know.
Ooh. I really liked, it comes up. I just saw the flash of it. The Magda and Darius jazz number. Oh, because every time I think about it, I go back and I look at the time. I think of the move where Darius is holding her up and she just goes down, split, up, down, split.
That was really beautiful. Or even the string, the bows. That's what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Magda and Darius got some good ass dances.
Yeah, like right here. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. This one, the fever.
Mm-hmm. Because Darius is amazing.
Who picked this, Travis? Not Travis. Twitch?
Twitch, yes.
Yeah,
Twitch. And again,
good job.
Remind it's me, Darius. It should have been the final.
Yeah.
Look at those legs. Get out.
On both of them. Jesus. I can't.
Yeah, that this was really good. I really love the string one. I think that was Travis Wall as well.
I think Mary picked it. Mary picked the string one, right?
No, I mean like Travis Wall choreographed.
Oh, yes. I do love it. I do love that Mandy Moore was choreographing jazz.
Yeah.
And that's what...
As she should, because she's amazing. Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. I'm really sad Darius is not there.
I'm gonna like randomly be mad about it like months from now.
You're gonna hear one of the songs and you're gonna be like, ah, damn.
Remember that one time that the two people who should have been in the finale were not in the finale?
Right, because literally they were getting called out for every single dance.
Rude. So Hanalei picks this one with Marco.
Which yes, it was her best one.
First of all,
for her,
they are so cute. Actually, she looks like his daughter.
She's so tiny.
I really liked when he was with Kanye. I thought that was so...
I thought that pairing was genius.
Oh my God, yes.
They had great chemistry, but it wasn't like overtly affectionate or sexual.
I feel like their strength was the same. It was equal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the dances were...
Yeah. Because Kanye is like very physically strong.
Mm-hmm.
She's very sturdy. And I love that. Hanalei is a little like more daughter. Light and airy.
She looks like a little girl.
I think this was Hanalei's best dance.
I agree, yes.
So I think she was right in picking this.
This is
one.
Where she started to
break out of her.
Break out of the Cole shade or whatever.
Yeah, because I think that's when Cole went home because this was the All-Stars. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So those white teeth of hers. So cute.
I want white teeth like that. Ugh.
Well, just use a whitener and toothpaste.
Let's go to the grocery store. We're going after this.
I think we need toothpaste, actually.
We do. Yeah, let's go. I do love the... Okay, Jensen, I think all of her live show dances were really great. Mm-hmm. The one that I keep thinking about her is the one that really like solidified her talent for me. Mm-hmm. The jazz dance I think she did in her auditions with the red top and the black shorts
to the
Marian Hill song.
I forgot all about that.
Every time the episode comes up, I would like go back to that one. I'm like, that's the one where I was like, oh my God, she can do more than ballroom.
Yeah, that's when they showed her her growth.
Yes, because to be able to do, for her audition this season, she did ballroom, but she did it on her own with mm-hmm. no partner. To do that in itself is already a feat. But then to do jazz, which is very different.
Yeah.
And then to, you know, do hip hop and do contemporary and do them all well.
Yeah.
Not just adequately, but well.
And you can tell that she trained and she worked hard at it.
She had a lot of practice. She really put forth the effort. What's his name? Slavic?
Mm-hmm.
He picked the... Oh, no. Twitch picked this one, right?
Actually, I don't know. They're just redoing numbers. I feel like we're repeating the same stuff we said when these were happening.
Twitch picked the Windows Maids thing.
The washing or the...
I don't think it deserved to be picked.
So let's just go to the end. So were you surprised that Hanalei won?
I was.
I was too.
I was so ready. I was like on the edge of my seat, like ready, like, yay, Jensen's going to win. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Well, and they fourth place was Slavic. And I was like, okay.
Okay, thank God they're going the right way with this.
Okay, good. And then third place was Genesee. I was like, okay, all right.
I keep wanting to call her Hennessy.
Not her name.
And I have not had Hennessy in a long time, so I don't know why.
She's lying. It's right behind her on the table.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. No.
No, it's not. What is it back there? Bourbon?
Malibu. I can't.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what were we going to say?
Oh, since we're, it's showing on the TV right now. The girl's number, and they added Magda and...
Chelsea.
I thought it was great. I thought it really rounded out the girl team here. And it was so fun, and it was awesome. They did really good. Anyways, yeah, I was like,
yeah. I don't know if I was like so ready for Jensen to win and in love with her that I was like,
there's no other option.
Yeah, because when they said Hanalei, I went, oh yeah, I kind of see it. Her growth. She was good,
but she just wasn't like in the beginning. She was good, but she just hadn't like.
I think because she grew.
Yeah.
Because Jensen was consistently great, mm-hmm. and Hanalei had, there was growth in her.
Yeah.
And, but before I continue, there's some like random kids group performing.
I know. I was like, I don't care about this.
Okay. Well, it was live when I watched it. So they're a global pop group. So all these kids are from different countries. Because if you notice, they have like their flag of their country on their pants or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Is it like the Cheetah Girls where Jackal Johnson wanted them to be all around the world? We go all around.
I don't remember. Oh, I only saw the first one.
That is from the first one.
Okay, then I don't remember. I don't know what this is supposed to be, but the guy from Canada with the bandana. Do you remember on the World of Dance, which we'll talk about that after this, World mm-hmm. of Dance, where those the guy and the girl, and they're doing the Alicia Keys song that Anna was like yes. freaking out about?
Yeah.
He's in this. So the guy...
That's him?
Mm-hmm, he's the Canadian with the bandana.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. They're clearly lip syncing, so I don't really care. See, that's him right there.
Oh, it is.
They're all in white because they're... pure. I don't know. I was just very confused about this, but it made me think of this show has had the first TV performance of Lady Gaga. So the first time I ever saw her was on this show. So they used to have award shows. I mean, mm-hmm. Not award shows, result shows. And she performed in the result show. I was like, who is this girl? She's so cool. Same with Katy Perry. Her first TV performance was ever was on this show. So that was really cool. So I don't know if this is going to be famous or not, but
I mean, I like the concept.
I like the idea of it. I feel like there's too many of them.
Yeah, there should be but like six of them. Maybe.
It can't be too small if it's
because then you're just like world. Picking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So,
whatever. Good for all right, you, cool. kids.
Anyways.
So, yeah. So I think Hanalei won. Growth is what I got her there. And initially I was like, I was kind of annoyed, not because I really wanted Jensen to win, but because there has never been a ballroom girl that's won before.
Oh, really?
And it's always the contemporary dancers. That always. I hate that so much. It's annoying as I'll get out. But it happens a lot.
Also, like, what a time for a ballroom girl to win because, like, again... She did all the styles and did them well. Okay. She wasn't just like doing amazing at ballroom. She was doing amazing at ballroom and really great at hip hop and really wonderful at jazz.
Yeah.
And Hanalei's hip hop was not great. Hanalei's
growth. Ballroom because it's not was the best. It's not better. The best dancer. It's America's favorite. And America fell in
Fuck
love.
Fuck you,
with
America.
Her.
Well, again.
Calm down. But I just think.
I did love Vanessa's dress tonight, though.
It was, yeah. I loved it too.
It was stunning.
It was beautiful.
She looks like a glamorous fan. Like literal fan, not like a fan
but
of the
you
show.
You are because you're a fan of the show.
Yes, I'm a glamorous fan.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but also the more I thought about it, I was not. Because it fits with the
with
show.
With the formula of the show, yeah.
Because well, it's just, I don't.
I'm going to stop liking people on the show because they never win.
You've seen it two seasons, calm down.
That's enough.
Come back at me when you've seen like
quit now.
10, okay? Please.
Well, I think that's what we're going to do on your hiatus is we're
shut
just going to watch.
Don't play with me.
The first, what was it? 13 seasons
they
of this?
They don't have them anywhere. Believe me, if they, Fox, first of all, fuck you, Fox, because you canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Secondly,
yeah, fuck you, Vox.
Secondly, if they Thank put you, this NBC. Shit on, yes, if they put this shit on DVD, I would buy every single season.
Fox, you hearing that? Actually, that's what we're gonna tag this as, Fox.
Because they put other garbage, they put like Laguna Beach and all that shit on DVD. Why can't this be on DVD?
People love their trash. And this is not trash. This is quality.
Quality entertainment.
Yeah.
It doesn't have you just edit just the DVDs to where it's just the performances and the comments if you want to say that. And then the package beforehand. That's all you have to show. That's it.
Just package it. I mean, if you want, I'll edit it for you.
Like, I don't understand why they don't
put it on YouTube. Something.
It's weird because last year or the year before, they had the dances on the actual official Fox.com.
Yes, they did.
But then they take them down.
Bitch, I want to see these again. Do you want me to not like your show?
I don't understand. Fox, I'm willingly going to give you money, and you're not going to take my money, and that makes me very upset. Anyways.
Gugu, play I'm upset.
Okay, so.
The boy number.
I was not ready for Twitch to come out and start smashing it.
Bitch, I know. He did so. He fits in so well with these guys.
He is amazing.
He is amazing. I'm like reattracted to him all over again. What?
I told you I met him, right?
You did not tell me that.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you did, actually. I forget.
Okay, I'm going to find that picture I took with him and then post it.
Oh, my God. Do it. That's going to be the photo for this
Which
this
was,
post.
Like, what, 10 years ago that I met him now?
That's thinking about cool. It? He probably still remembers you.
The 2000, what year was that?
Fox? He's amazing, and I want to see him in everything.
He's so great. Twitch can win my heart.
Twitch can get it. You know I'm right.
He just fits in so well. I love it. I really like this number. Maybe this is my favorite number.
Is it your favorite group number? Or your favorite overall number?
Ooh. I really like that Mia Michaels one. That was a great group number as well.
Which one?
It was where they were in the white sleeves and they're really long. And
That one was really good.
I really like that one.
I thought it was hilarious. Nigel coming up on the stage here.
Also, that's the only move he can do, so that's why he's entering.
Yeah,
he
just came
in
at the end. Yeah. He's too old. He can't do the rest of them.
Now. Although there's one season where I think it was Twitch's season where he danced with them.
Really?
Like he did
what
like
kind of dance?
A tap dance with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So he can dance. I've seen it before. But I mean,
find me that YouTube clip.
But
I think
about
it.
Like dancers are always
again
hurt,
Luther Brown.
Right. Dancers are always hurt constantly. Like they're never not in pain. Their feet. You know, it's a very physical job. So by the time they get to Nigel's age, they're probably like dead. You know what
That's
I mean?
Why Nigel sits at the table, at the judging table.
Yeah, so, I mean,
Imagine doing tap at Nigel's age. My fucking knees hurt now. Imagine that, like, 50 years from now.
Break in 50? Half.
40 50. Years from now.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. A lot of years from now.
So, yeah, we're indifferent about the winner.
I know. I'm upset it wasn't Jensen. I really want
to,
like,
I really wanted to
when we meet her, I want to, like, give her something, like, write her a letter and be like, you are the true winner in our hearts.
Oh, my God. That's so.
Shut up. Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
I was going to say cute, but you said you hate me.
Oh,
so whatever.
Thanks.
Because I don't.
She deserved to win.
I'm trying
When you look at it from skill, talent, plus growth,
she was
plus
superior.
Execution, plus performance.
I know.
Add in likability, like.
I just
she was America's second favorite dancer. Okay.
Which is so, I mean, whatever.
It's so stupid.
So, anyways, that's our thoughts on that. But I think
that was anticlimactic. I'm really upset that I watched the 2 fucking hours of this finale.
A filler. I know.
To have Jensen lose.
I know, it's a shame.
I'm glad she was second though, and not third or fourth, because I would have been fucking pissed.
Yeah, there's only been one ballroom dancer winner. And it was season 2 Benji Swimmer.
Don't know what
there's never
Wait,
been.
Wait, didn't they have him come back for a dance this season?
In the last season, I think.
Okay.
So there's never been. Hearing his name. There's never been a ballroom girl win. And there should have been.
There should have been.
Because.
So, fuck you, Fox.
Well, Fox didn't do it.
America did it.
And I voted because I don't know what they're talking about.
I voted on both. I voted on text and on the thing. So I voted as many times as I could vote.
Same season. I mean, we did what we could, Jensen. I'm sorry. We did what we could.
We'll tell her that when we see her. And be like,
okay,
we really loved
so
you. We
moving
really
on, this is making me sad. What else are we gonna talk about?
World of Dance.
Okay,
dance,
so we got to
dance,
also
dance.
Watch World of Dance because we have obsessions. And
do we like dance? A little bit.
Yes. I was almost gonna be done with the show because last season I. Hold on, wait. Sorry, Twitch's audition. So
we're going to backtrack to say look how young he looks.
This was definitely 10 years ago.
I know. Oh my God, Mary Murphy with brown hair.
Her skin looks so clear and not pulled at all. There's
Is that Mia Michaels? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mia Michaels looks so much better. Like, what happened to Mia Michaels between now and then?
I think it makes me sad.
Yeah, I think people need to stop trusting LA plastic surgeons. That does not work. You look great. Age is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Age is beauty.
We love you.
Age is maturity and wisdom. We love your choreography. It has nothing to do with your face. No. Your face is also beautiful.
Mm, agreed. So sorry. Anyways. Back to World of Dance. So I was almost done with the show last season.
If anyone needs that, you can take that and like do it for yourself too.
Yes. Put on repeat. They eliminated the Jabberwockies, who I love, and they should have still been there.
The Jabberwockies are like literally America's best dance group, first of all. Secondly, they're internationally renowned.
Yeah.
Fucking talent. Talent.
Eliminated? Talent, are you talent. Kidding me? No.
That was some bullshit.
I was almost done with the show, but the thing is I can't turn away dance. I have a problem. So I watched all season.
And then I was almost done with the show, this episode, when I realized, it's the last fucking episode. So of course they would do this now.
Well, yeah, because the season was like 6 months long.
Seriously, J-Lo was wearing the same outfit for like 4 months.
I could have
sworn
they
whole
had
summer.
The auditions or whatever for like 3 months. Because I felt like I was watching it
forever. It really was for that
long. Ridiculous.
There was, I guess NBC needs some stuff to fill, some space
to
fill.
I don't know, man.
Is it NBC? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because her other show was on here too. Mm. Blue, Shades of Blue. Shades of...
Sure.
Whatever.
Shades of whatever.
Blue Shield? Something.
Blue Shield? Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Hey, that used to be my insurance.
Cool.
Anyways. Good story, bro. So, World of Dance.
So, yeah. So, the last four were what? Chastity and Bono or whatever his name was. Who was it?
Who's that? Are those the tricksters?
No.
Is that the Joker?
Charity was in Andreas. Andreas, whatever his name is. And then
fucking bullshit. Okay, first. Ooh,
okay,
let me backtrack.
Hold on. So it was Andreas and Charity or Chastity,
Charity, yeah.
Whatever her name was. The
Something
lab,
with a C, stupid.
The lab S rank in, who was the last one?
Michael.
Michael Demesky. Okay. Whew. Okay.
Michael Demesky. Michael Demesky, come hang out with us, please. Like, we just want to like sing your praises, yeah. And like, we
You're
love
great.
You. You're great.
You're so adorable.
Yay.
Please be our friend. So yeah, we were pretty much torn between Michael Demesky and the lab,
mm-hmm.
because the Chastity and Charity, whatever her name is,
overrated.
We were done with them.
I was done with them whenever they, quote unquote, beat Eva Igo.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh my God.
That was some bullshit.
And then bullshit. I was mad at them because Sean and Casey were my faves, and they got eliminated in favor of Chastity Charity.
And when they were just doing the same old shit over and over again. Every routine that I've seen of theirs, I couldn't even tell you which one's which because it's the same shit. It's just recycled in a different order. I don't know who their choreographer is, but they need a new one. Because they are talented. They can execute some really great, really great moves, but... Your choreography sucks. I'm sorry.
And
if you're doing the same thing, no.
When she said that, like, I broke my toe, so we had to redo the choreography, that totally helped her score.
Right? Like, yes, whatever. I'm going to pity you. Meh, meh, meh.
Like, she didn't say it like that, but...
It definitely worked that way.
It worked in her favor.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways.
She could have just, like, shut up, and they could have just seen her toe, like...
Exactly. So, we were torn between Michael Demesky because he is a little fire.
Oh, my God. Fire, flames, earth, wind... Air,
all of it,
all the elements,
all of it.
He is strong, he is sturdy, but he's light on his feet and he can fly.
Cute as a button.
He's fluid. Oh my God, he's fucking adorable. Anyways, this boy is like dripping in talent since the auditions.
And the lab, they have been consistently great since
they're also from West Covina,
California. Love that.
That's about all the words I know.
Me too.
I don't remember them.
She talks really fast in that song. Anyway, so yeah, they've been consistently great, and
they've done some.
It's
really
amazing how together they
things.
Are and their routines.
Like, because they're fucking, they're children's. My ex, oh my God. So I was like so sad while we were on the trip because Melina and Carmina were like doing accents and whatever. And I was like, I suck at doing accents. I can't do them. And then I get over here and like I was talking to customers and then New York came out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, New York, you're not from New York.
No, but I heard it so much this weekend that I was like, if I'm immersed in it, I'll pick it up. Just like I watched a lot of Skins and a lot of Misfits. And I would like pick it up too.
So you can I be in New York for 2 days? Do you have
pick it up? It was 3 days.
Okay, 3 days. And you make the accent. Yeah, wow.
I'm like a sponge. I absorb.
So then you can do accents then. Just think about that. Which think about what you hear and say it. Go do a Brooklyn accent.
No. Anyways,
say so coffee.
The lab.
No.
No.
Coffee talk.
The lab.
Yeah, they brought JJ back for this All-Star Dance.
Okay, go. No, start. So, yeah, the lab, I was happy they won.
Yes, they deserved it. For sure. Shut up. Why are we saying the same things?
You're talking. Get out of my head. Gross.
Ooh, it's like we're like friends or something. Oh,
gross.
She hates me. Okay. So talented.
We were okay
there's
with that.
So much. There's more talent in their one pinky than in my whole body.
And then they're like little bitty babies in the front.
Although I could not with these last two episodes. We were just crying over and over again because it was when all the harsh cuts were happening. Oh, and they just zoom in on the kids' faces as they're crying
like,
and getting
I don't
eliminated.
See a crying child. That's going to make me cry.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're trying to do like a pool, like a This Is Us emotional, like
it is NBC after all.
Emotional manipulation here because like they're forcing us to make us cry.
So yeah.
Also, because if you see crying kids, you're like, yeah, it's gonna happen.
So we like the lab; they're great.
Love the lab. Anything else you want to discuss? Love Michael. Yes. Karen y Ricardo.
Oh yeah.
Got beat out by the tricksters, the jokers, or the
Michael
Demesky. That was harsh.
That was rough.
That was rough because they were so close.
And Michael peaked at the right time.
He did because me and Crystal were talking about it. And like, if Michael hadn't done that number and had done, you know, another number similar to what he had done before, he would have not have made it.
Yeah. And he knows that because when they said his score, he was like,
so you
can see
surprised.
In his face, he's like, oh my God, I did it. Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah. It's very evident in his face that he knows.
Karen and Ricardo have a great future ahead of them.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to see them in everything. They should win all the ballroom championships. Like, give them all the awards.
I've never seen before. And I've watched a lot of dance in my life. I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
So much dance.
I've watched a lot of dance movies. I've watched a lot of dance videos.
Just dance anything. I've watched a lot of dance stuff.
Yeah. And like they are so extraordinary.
Yeah.
They're extraordinary talents. Like like you said, there's no one out there like them.
Yeah. One of mine.
They're just so fucking talented. Yeah. I was really torn because I was like, I love Michael, but I love them, but I love Michael, but I love them.
Yeah, I was like holding my breath that entire episode because it was like every cut was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I really was because my favorite Poriotics got eliminated.
Yeah.
Because they messed up.
Although, okay, so the second to last episode, not the finale, but second to last episode, we were mentioning how like, okay, so Michael Demesky peaked. He did his literal best and he did amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But other teams and other pairs and other groups were like just not bad, but they weren't like really bringing it. And I feel like they had kind of lost some of their spark that they had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot the people who got through are the people that were, well, I think Michael was doing the most in the best way. I think the Trickster Jokers kids were
Chastity, Charity, Andres,
whatever,
Andreas.
I don't think they did anything special out of their ordinary.
And it's not like they don't have the strength to do it because they do, but it just felt very the same.
Yeah, it felt like more of the same. Again, bad choreography. Get yourself.
And if you compare them to the Sean and Casey, they were much more innovative in their movements to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that because I really love them.
I think in World of Dance, that's more important.
Yeah.
To be like a game changer, to have something special to really push you forward.
Yeah.
Michael Demesky has something special. The lab has something special.
Crazy.
Like that will push you forward.
Yeah.
You can't just be same old, because early on, look at all those ballroom people that got cut because they were same old, same old. Karen and Ricardo were the only ballroom people who got, who were still there, mm-hmm. because they were special. They were different. They were doing crazy things.
Yeah. Nuts.
But in that second, I guess the semifinals, whatever, everybody was kind of finals. Like, yeah, everybody was kind of like flatlining.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a really weird episode because like every division, I was like, oh my God, I didn't expect that to happen. Like it was totally.
Right. Because somebody who like really was like, all right, guys, we got to step it up. We got to step it up to the streets.
Step up to the streets.
Two.
Wait, I just realized that that's like a sentence. I never realized that before. Oh my God. Step up to the streets. Oh my God. I didn't
She's
even
just
think
now getting this.
Seriously. I thought it was step up to semicolon the streets.
Guys, she's single if anyone's looking. She loves dance.
Shut up, I hate you. Oh, sorry, everybody.
She'll make you a cake.
Depends if I like you enough, I'll make you cake. Step up to the streets. I feel so stupid right now.
Anyways, so they weren't really stepping it up to the streets. They were just doing it. So
yeah,
we're like very happy with
the
world of
dance.
We're
happy
who
the winner is.
Yeah, the lab deserves it.
Yeah.
Michael got second place, but I'm okay with that because he was amazing.
So any more thoughts on stuff, TV, movies?
I can't wait for us to go to...
hold on. Let's talk about the fact that we saw Beyonce in concert. Okay, so Joy and I saw Beyonce.
Oh my god. We saw Jasmine.
It was, Jasmine Mason. Love
from
her.
So You Think You Can Dance.
We both had never
seen her. Beyonce.
We had never seen her before.
No,
or
first
Jay-Z.
Time.
So,
or Jay-Z.
It was an experience.
It was an experience. First of all,
I was getting
fuck
so
you, AT&T Stadium, for not turning on your fucking giant ass screen.
I think it was because I think it's per the artist, if I remember correctly.
So that's fucking stupid.
Maybe they didn't want it on.
Why? I want to watch you.
I don't
Let
know.
Me watch you.
Ask Beyonce.
Beyonce, I want to see you. I mean, I did see you.
Let me love you.
Let me love you.
You should let me love you. I just think it would have been so cool to have those big screens on there because we were eye level. It would have been great.
So we walked up, I don't even know how many flights of stairs. I lost count
seven,
after like three.
We were seven rows from the back.
And if you know seven anything, rows from the sky, guys.
If you know anything about AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas,
that's all you need to know.
It is huge, okay?
It's huge.
We were
it's
so
tall.
High up there that we were getting cold from the air conditioner in the building. That's how high up we were.
We actually got to feel the air conditioning, which was nuts.
Which was helping because when we were dancing, it felt bad.
We were
It
jamming.
Felt good, I mean.
Oh, my God, girl. I was dropping it low. Ooh.
Were you?
Ooh. Yes, I was. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I wore boots.
I was not dropping it low.
I decided not wear heels.
Although I took my heels off because I was dancing so hard. I really was.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you guys could have seen Crystal. I have never seen her more relaxed, more like... into it, like she was into it, like every Jay-Z Magna Carta song, all his old songs,
Black Album, so good.
Oh my God, every Jay-Z song, I was kind of like
Big Pimpin', I was
phone.
Like losing it.
Oh, Big Pimpin' was good. Big Pimpin' was good.
Oh my God,
Big Pimpin'. I don't know the words. I don't know Jay-Z as well as I know Beyonce.
Well, I know his early stuff more than his newer stuff.
Yeah. But she was jamming, and it made my heart so happy to be like Crystal. She found her people. Here they are. And they love Jay-Z. I do think it was really funny, though. We were talking about it. That whenever Jay-Z and Beyonce were on stage, everyone was like, losing their shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And then when it was just Jay-Z, you saw like half the people sit
yeah.
down. Because people will still be mad at Jay-Z.
Because they still upset. And I was torn. I was telling Joy this like during the show. Like I was torn between wanting to enjoy it and dance and sing, and just sitting down and watching her because
mm-hmm.
she's such a great performer and she's very dynamic of like just the way she stands and looks at you, dead. So like
I could feel her staring at me from all the way down there.
Like when she was singing Resentment, like I was
I
literally was like sitting down and I had my hand on my fist and I was just like. Staring at her because she was so beautiful.
Every time she hit those like those airy high notes, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is why I walked up all those steps. Because of that voice.
I know.
That voice. Oh my God. People who tell me that they, I don't really like Beyonce. I'm like, well, bitch, sucks for you.
I mean, because it's she's fine. So you don't like, have to like her. It's not a big deal.
She's so well, you don't have to like her, but you will respect her.
But
because oh she is a fucking, I love that song. That's my song. She is really, really talented. Yeah,
she's great.
She's a great performer. Her voice of an angel.
I'm ready to go see her again.
Bitch, yeah. Next time we're gonna be a little bit more money, so we can get a little bit closer.
We're gonna start a Beyonce fund.
Yeah, actually, any if change that we get, we'll throw it in there, and that's gonna be our Beyonce fund. Because like,
anybody wants to donate to our Beyonce fund, let us know.
The only reason we went to this concert, because we were both broke as fuck this week, was because we got these tickets back in like May or April when they went on sale, and I was like, I'm not missing this.
Yeah, it was
because otherwise there's no fucking way we could have gone.
Yeah,
and also I'm not the kind of person that I need to be like front and center, like in front row or like
I can never afford that, so I just, that's why I can't do it.
I know, like if I wanted to I could, but like I want to go for the experience. I want to go there to share the time with other people who also love this artist, and this artist who's like performing for us. Like, I want the experience of it. I don't necessarily need to be like, oh my God, Beyonce touched me. Even though she did. Oh my God, I would die. But like, also, I'm not paying $5,000 to touch Beyonce.
Well, I mean, mine's like, I just can't. Like, if I had $5,000, oh yeah, I'd do it. Yeah. But I don't. Right. So like, to me, it's priorities. It's not like, I don't need that. It's that I can't do it. It's, you know what I mean? I try to get the best that I can afford at the time.
Which was me.
That's exactly. So, yeah. So Beyonce was great. Can't wait to see her again.
I really can't. I can't wait for her to Beyonce make concert. Another album. I'm very interested because like her growth as an artist, I'm very interested to see what trajectory she takes next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be they're going to have individual solo albums as well.
So, yeah.
I'm really interested to see what she's going to do now.
Also, we got to see the twins.
Oh my God, so she had video of her twins.
So I don't know. Okay, so if you've never gone to a Beyonce concert, like, cause on the run, one was the same type of thing. Cause my friend Alexa went to it, and she said it's basically,
shout out Alexa,
love you. They sing their songs together and separate, and in between they have like their home movies playing. So it's
like montages,
of their life, and you know, so this one, as Alexa said, in the first one it was their marriage. They had never shown anything from their wedding. So the tour was them getting married and Blue Ivy and all that stuff. And so this one was their vow renewal and the twins.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw the twins, and they're so cute.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They're fucking precious. I just want to pinch their little cheeks. They're so cute.
Oh my God. So that was worth it for the ticket alone. For the babies alone.
For the babies.
Sorry.
Because they're so cute.
Yeah. So we love Beyonce. Is there anything else?
We love Beyonce. Shout out Beyonce.
We're at 48 right now, so. Any other? Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we talked enough.
That's a whole summer of dance. That was 4 months of Beyonce's pink pants. Or not Beyonce. J-Lo's pink pants. For the audition process for World of Dance.
Yeah.
Ugh, and her bun
was ugly. I was over it. Oh, and then Derek was dancing with the Kinjas.
Oh my God.
What?
We're going to have to go back and rewatch that and be like, where's Derek?
What? Amazing.
I forget, like, obviously Derek is a ballroom dancer, but I forget because I just see him, like, either judging World of Dance or the other one was the Dancing with the Stars he did. I haven't seen him dance in a long time, so that was really exciting.
I forget that, like, he's so talented.
He really
is.
He's
one of those, like, he could compete on this show.
And win, easily.
Because yeah. he's a natural talent, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I like that they replayed. Okay, so the promos for World of Dance at the beginning was a dance battle between Jenna. Oh,
yeah.
Jenna Dewan, Neo, J-Lo, and Derek. And that was such a great promo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it was like, oh yeah, they can dance.
Mm-hmm.
And here you go. There's a little bit of some
for the season at everything. That point. I was like, yeah.
Oh my God, Jenna's dancing.
Jenna is
the only
gem.
Jenna that matters.
And Jenna Fisher. We like Jenna Fisher.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jenna Fisher's cool. Actually, I really like her.
Jenna Fischer?
And like, I've only seen her in like a little bit of The Office, but I think she's really great.
I like her. I think I could be her friend.
I feel like she'd be a very friendly person. Mm-hmm.
She seems cool.
She's nice and kind-hearted and normal. She seems really nice in the way that Amy Adams seems really nice. Like, they're private and they keep to themselves, but like, they're nice to people.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
But anyways, if anyone has any dance thoughts, anyone wants to recommend us
any
some
dance
dancers,
any dance dances shows? On YouTube that you think we would like, please tweet at us, send us it our link. Way. We would love, well, we love dance of any kind. Yeah. We might start watching ABDC on MTV.
We definitely are going to rewatch ABDC on our hiatus because that's our lives right now.
Yeah, so I just love dance. So thanks for listening if you listened all season with us.
Oh my God, I know. Did anyone do that? Any of you.
Probably.
And by any of you, I feel like I'm speaking into an empty room full of me and Crystal alone. Because I know Anna didn't listen to these. Because she was sitting there while we were watching them.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, Molly? Holla at us.
Holla at your girls.
Thanks for
holla
for
at your
listening.
Dance girls. We need a dance name. What's
work
our duet dance
that,
name?
I feel like that's a private matter and then we'll
right,
debut
right.
that later.
Well,
next season.
We're going to have a next season debut.
So we'll probably, we'll whenever we go see them live, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have a live show. We meant to do that last time, but we did not.
Well, no, we talked at the tail end of one show.
Oh,
we
yeah,
did,
yeah, yeah. So. We are going to go see So You Think You Can Dance Live. We are going to meet Jensen. I'm going to cry into her arms.
So please, Jensen, please come see the crowd.
Please
at,
come
Grand
outside
Prairie.
Backstage, please. I don't care how long I have to stay up. I don't care if I have to work tomorrow. I don't care if I have an appointment tomorrow. Whatever. We just want to meet you. Crystal's going to have to call in sick to work. But
don't say that. Oh, no one listen to this. It doesn't matter.
Just
nobody
erase
cares.
It. Just erase it. 1 minute are we on? 51. Erase
it. Just
that.
Delete it.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, guest surprise.
And with that, we're done.
Actually, this is the end of the episode.
Yeah, we're done.
Anyways,
okay.
Love you guys. Love
Thank
dance.
Thank you. Love you, love dance.
Love you, love dance. You know how they have, the moms have like, live, love, whatever? We are live, love, dance.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody, bye.
Bye.
Bye.